A group of Alaska Native teenagers on Monday premiered a bilingual hip-hop video showcasing their pride in their culture in Southeast Alaska. The video is now up on the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida's YouTube channel. KTOO's Adeline Baxter spoke with the budding hip-hop artists behind it.
Even though we're Northwest, we still rep the Southeast. Sit back and
the video is called Iksakan Akwan. Translation, I love you, my people. In it, A.J. Hoyle blends Tlingit and English lyrics together over a native drumbeat. Hoyle is a lanky 17-year-old with a big afro. In the video, he raps with hip-hop star Swagger across Southeast Alaska, including from the center of a canoe full of paddlers and fields of fireweed. The video and lyrics are fun, silly, and at times absurd. Bananas feature prominently for some reason. They eat them, throw them, and dance with them on camera. Hoyle wrote most of the lyrics himself.
So I was the rapper, and also known as the MC.
He'd written raps before and speaks Tlingit pretty well, but this was his first time rhyming in another language. That's why some of the lyrics seem random, even while playing with some familiar hip-hop themes.
I picked those blueberries. I love my mom. I smoked a fat pound of salmon.
He also includes a shout-out to This Is Angoon, a Southeast Alaska hip-hop favorite by TNT and Swerve Merv. Are you throwing it down for Angoon? Is this a challenge?
Yeah. You gotta shout them out or else they don't go get no publicity no more. And like, you know, if I have to shout out This Is Angoon, that's good because now all of Alaska's known.
The video shows the group canoeing on Auk Lake, exploring Haines, riding the ferry, fishing and picking blueberries. Everything from the video production to ferry tickets and snacks were paid for through grant money promoting health and well-being under a tribal suicide prevention program.
So when we were doing our storyboard for the lyrics, we really wanted to have images that illustrate Indigenous life in Southeast.
That's Will Cronick. He coordinates the suicide prevention program for the Tlingit and Haida Central Council. Cronick says the grant was fairly open-ended, so he let the students choose what they wanted to do.
They decided, let's do a music video. And all the different scenes came out of that, too, because students wanted to do outdoor things, they wanted to go canoeing, they wanted to go fishing. So really, all of the ideas came from students.
Cronick, Hoyle, and another student, Marcel Cohen, worked on the lyrics for about a month. Once they had them, it took 2 days to produce the song with help from Joshua Laboka, a sound engineer who also helped produce the video. That took about 10 days.
I didn't do any micromanaging of them. All I said was just do what you do, do what you know, and then we'll go from there. They weren't camera shy on each of the days, and that's what made the whole thing smooth, and that's what made it fun.
The 7 students who worked on the video ranged from 13 to 17. Most attend high school in Juneau, except for Jacob Brulette. He's from Elim, outside of Nome.
I was visiting for the summer, and I was pretty much loafing around, and then all of a sudden my grandma wanted me to get out of the house, came to this, and that's how it started. I was the sound/comedian/actor.
Since Brulette is Yupik and Inuit, he contributed a little bit of his own culture for the video. He demonstrates a broad jump common at events like Native Youth Olympics. So what did these teenagers take away from the experience?
New friends and a lot of days without sleep.
Potassium. Blueberries. Don't forget about
it's
that.
It's only okay to say I smoke a fat pound of if salmon is what's at the end.
As for their next project, the group already has plans for a music video inspired by Childish Gambino's This Is America. Expect This Is Alaska to hit the internet sometime in the not-too-distant future. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.